Before I begin, I too like to acknowledge this wonderful group of parishioners who went down to Frenchburg. You truly are angels. Through you, God brought his blessings, his love, his compassion, his hope, his joy to those people, and we thank you for your service to God and his people. On this Mission Sunday, Jesus shares with us that familiar story, the Pharisee and the tax collector, both standing before God in the temple in Jerusalem, each expressing his own truth. On one level, the Pharisee is correct in his self-analysis. On the surface, he is a good and faithful Jew. Yet his relationship with God seems based on rewards and punishment. His prayer sounds more like a monologue than a heartfelt plea. The Pharisee approaches God like a business person, asserting rights and expectations. The center of his life is his ego and not his God. Even his comparison with the tax collector is geared to bolstering his superiority. Lord, I thank you that I am not like the rest of humanity. The Pharisee failed to understand the most basic rule of Judaism. You shall love the Lord your God with your whole heart and with your whole being and with your whole strength and your neighbor as yourself. The tax collector, on the other hand, is a sinner in the eyes of others and in his own estimation. Living on the fringes of Jewish society, many see him as a thief and Roman collaborator. His acknowledgement of his sinfulness stands in marked contrast to the self-centered superiority of the Pharisee. O God, be merciful to me, a sinner, pleads the tax collector. The tax collector recognizes the basic truth that we cannot earn our own way to salvation. We depend totally on God's free gift of grace. God owes us nothing. Yet in his mercy and love, God gives us everything. No matter how successful we may be in our life on this earth, when it comes to eternal life, we depend totally on God. St. Paul knew this. He came to a deeper understanding as he grew older. We heard this in today's reading from Timothy, where Paul acknowledges that everything, including his achievements, came from God. Paul wrote, "The Lord stood by me and gave me strength." To think that we can save ourselves or enter into eternal life through our own efforts and endeavors, divorced from God's grace and his truth, is to delude ourselves, which many today are indeed doing. Instead, in true humility, let us acknowledge and draw upon the God-given goodness and love that is within each of us, while also acknowledging those aspects within ourselves that need healing through God's grace, opening our hearts and souls to the Lord, always making room for God in our daily living. Let us also remember who God is and who we are. Our God helps us to see the good in us so that we may continue the work of the gospel, bringing God's blessings and truth to our sisters and brothers, and giving praise and thanks to our God, who is the source of all that we have and are. May God's blessings be with you this day and throughout the week ahead.